The famously fractured dairy industry says that getting united is the key to success. It's one of the key themes coming out of the regional meetings that have been held across the country, trying to put together a national dairy plan to get the industry out of the doldrums. Chair of the Australian Dairy Plan and former Premier John Brumby explains.
It's really to start this process from the ground up, if I can use that expression. To get a real understanding of the issues that are confronting farmers, the issues that are confronting processors, the issues that really confronting communities, regional communities that have seen this industry really go from its heyday 15, 20 years ago, and has been under a lot of pressure, and a lot of farmers are under pressure. It's really to listen to those views, what the challenges are, but also what are the directions, what are the issues that we need to address and fix in the Australian Dairy Plan.
And I gather you went to a couple of the meetings as well. When you were talking to people, what were there messages that kind of kept coming up?
I've been to a few actually. So Gippsland, Western Victoria, Scottsdale in Tasmania, and then quite a number of one-on-one meetings with investors in the industry, with processors, and with others. Look. The message is mixed. There's no doubt, as we all know, we've gone through an extraordinarily difficult period for the industry, but many farmers have been in extraordinarily difficult circumstances. Having said that, I think we're seeing some green shoots appear. We're seeing some more confidence, I think, coming back into the industry. And the sort of issues that have been raised, I mean, top of mind, the one that's come out everywhere, people do want to see change. They do want to see reform of industry structures to give a stronger and a clearer focus on advocacy issues. They do want to see stronger marketing and promotion of the industry. They do want to have a discussion about the market dynamics and the market power, and is there a fair balance between farmers and others. They do want to open the industry up to make it easier for young farmers and new investors to get into the industry, and they do want to address in the medium term the difficult issues of social license and environment, and I suppose over the top of all that, cost issues, feed, water, energy, and competition issues.
Now, when you talk about stronger advocacy, were people saying essentially that, you know, when an issue comes up, they say, oh, the supermarkets, for example, aren't paying us enough for our milk, that there's a united voice that then goes to either to the retailers or to politicians? Is that kind of what you're talking about when you say stronger advocacy?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things in it. Firstly, you know, the world's changed. Anybody who's a member of any organisation, whether it's a community organisation, business organisation, whatever it is, there's a lot more competition today for members. It's much harder to keep members. The world, because of what's happening in social media, is more disaggregated than it used to be. And so if you look at dairy, it's got quite a number of peak organisations and it's got a lot of regional organisations. And I think people are asking the question, is it dynamic enough and agile enough and well-focused enough to really concentrate on the big issues and advocate strongly when it matters? And I don't think that's a criticism of Dairy Australia or Gardner Foundation or Australian dairy farmers. It's not a criticism. It's just to say the world's changed. It moves very rapidly now. Issues come and go much more rapidly. There's been a lot of pressure on farmers. And can we do better in the future with a clearer plan, a leaner and more agile industry structure, and a stronger focus on the issues that really matter? And I think that's what people are saying, and that's a fair discussion and a fair debate to have. We're going to have half a day at the workshop on that, so no one's running away from it. And I think one of the things I've admired through this process is the openness of the peak organisations, as I've said, DA, ADF, Australian Dairy Products Federation, and Gardner, to be absolutely open and not defensive, and simply interested in doing what's best for the industry.
That will be a huge challenge, though, won't it? Because I'm sure when you've been talking to dairy farmers and taking a closer look at the industry, you will have noticed just how fractured it is and how many tensions there are. To be able to put all of them aside and come up with one united voice is a big ask.
Yep, no, don't disagree with that. But I think one thing that's come through very strongly too is despite the challenges in the industry, and I repeat, you know, there are plenty of cases of farmers who've made investments, done the right thing, worked their backside off, and they can't make a dollar. So we understand it's been very difficult. But there are also many farmers who are doing well and many who see the opportunity going forward. And what we've got to try and do is get a united voice about this industry that, you know, despite the challenges, it is a good industry. It's a good place to work. It's a good place to invest. It's a good industry that produces good, wholesome, healthy products, good for Australians and good for the world. And so that links, you know, all of these things are a bit related. The issue about industry structures, the issue about marketing and promotion, the relationship with processors, you know, that relationship for various reasons, you know, has broken down a bit in recent years. And it's part of this trend we're seeing in society where trust in institutions, whether it's the church or whether it's politics, you know, there's a lot of institutions under pressure, and dairy is no different. But we've got to try and find a way to move forward together, because this industry, in my view, has got such great potential.
And just finally, you mentioned that there are these series of national workshops which are to be held. Do these workshops kind of indicate the turning point from collecting information and collecting issues to okay, well, that's what the issues are, now how do we respond?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've had, you know, as I said, a huge consultation process, and I think that's a good way to develop policy, to listen to people. And ditto, as I've said before, I think the appointment of an independent chair is a good way to develop this. So we've got a two-day workshop, Tuesday and Wednesday. It's going to be 130, 140 delegates. It'll be about understanding the key challenges, understanding the key opportunities, responding to the challenges and opportunities, testing out the propositions about how we best structure the industry to deliver in the future, and confirming the key elements of the ADP, the Australian Dairy Plan.
And that is Chair of the Australian Dairy Plan and former Premier John Brumby.